Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
Feels pretty good. Get that first one out of the way, and Yanni having my back the whole game was really fulfilling. You know, I could feel God's presence behind me, and all glory goes to Him.
God wills it. AJ Blue Ball last night, 5 innings pitched, 5 strikeouts. God wills it. Well, I'm just saying. Jeremy Booth's in the studio right now. This show can at times seem sacrilegious, but no, I can't explain a lot of what's going on. Good for the Astros right now, specifically that. They throw random starters in there, and they have great performances. AJ Blue Ball threw 98. Jeremy Booth, Houston Astros front office insider, on the gun last night in Miami. 98 miles per hour. You're not impressed? That don't impress you much?
I just want to know when Lance McCullers is coming back.
Well, it's not going to be for a while. You know what? Jeremy, what the hell, man? I mean, it's been a while since I've seen you in studio, and you're coming right in here, and you're killing the vibes. The vibes are back. They won 2 in a row.
I'm not killing any vibes. It's a winning fair streak. Question. Okay, it's a fair question because we talked about, you know, him being a starter. We talked about when he was going to start, what he was going to start, how that was going to play out. Seems to be right on par.
Do they need him?
They need everything they can get right now. But they don't need him as a starter. They need him as a
reliever.
Reliever.
Okay.
Right? Because, you know, it's... They need some relief, I guess is where I'm going with this. They need some relief. You know, they've got it's an interesting club. I was fortunate enough. I say fortunate because it was good to see Correa back in the Astro uniform. That I will tell you. Mm-hmm. And I saw them in Boston.
You were in Boston.
I was
right.
In Boston. The pieces are there. Pieces are there to make a run. Like a real run, not just win the West, but get into deep into the postseason. Whether they win the World Series, there's a lot more to that than just having the talent. But the pieces are there to do that. Mm-hmm. I said before, and I'm going to say it again today, that the front office, Jim Crane, and anybody else that was involved with Dana and these acquisitions of Jesus Sanchez and Julio Urias and Carlos Correa did a great job. They really did. They shored up some injury issues. They shored up some depth. You know, in Boston, I saw Dubon, just the versatility, right? Dubon, Urias, Correa, Sanchez, they all played.
Yeah.
And you look at roles when Myers comes back and you look at what they're going to do, as far as what the depth chart might be, and you start feeling pretty good about the lineup, provided the medical staff is telling the truth.
What an if.
Yeah, no, it's an if. It really is. It's an if.
Big word, two letters.
Pitching wise, you know, if the results that we've got of the durability of Javier, and I'm getting working around back to what we've seen in Miami, if the durability of Javier, the buildup is on the normal track for the Astros and how they do things, it's a positive step. You probably see him in a couple more outings.
For what it's worth, he hit 93.8 on the gun last night, and that's about close to where he normally is at. So that's a pretty promising sign.
Yeah. The velocity when they pitch after surgery like that is usually better, and it settles because of the strength rehab they do.
Gotcha.
The concern is going to be delivery, execution, feel, things that come from just not pitching, right? And if he's starting to have that, and the Astros, they have done a good job of developing pitching as a whole, keeping them on the mound maybe in the story, but developing pitching, if they're doing the right thing and he's following that track, you feel good about his return in about 10 days.
Okay.
If that's the case, you look at Alvarez's return, and it's probably 10 days or 2 weeks out. Again, medical staff to be believed, okay? And you have Arrighetti who's back, okay? That gives them a pretty good position compared to the rest of the West. Now, I like what Seattle did. I do. I mean, they added Suarez, they added Naylor on the surface. They're still, they just got there, still more time to play. You know, the Rangers are the Rangers. They added some pitching. You know, they fortified something that was a strength. But overall, the guys that are throwing 98 miles an hour are great. If you're throwing 88 miles an hour, also great. Are you winning games? Because this time of year, I don't think anybody cares as long as they're winning games. And if you're losing against Boston, which was ugly.
It was.
It was bad.
It was listless. It didn't look great.
So Jason and I, Bristol and I were there. And I said,
K-H-O-U.
He said, what do you got? And I said, the energy's flat. Mm-hmm. He goes and asks Joe, and Joe says, we're fine. There's no energy. Anybody who's watching the game knows they were listless. That's a great word. They were flat, and they weren't playing with any kind of urgency. They go to Miami. It's Miami.
Right? They're having the time of their
and
lives.
They're whooping them up.
I mean,
right?
Because the Marlins, for what it's worth, Jeremy Booth, our Houston Astros front office insider in studio with us, for what it's worth, the Marlins have played the best stretch of baseball they've ever played as a franchise in 30 years over the last 40 games or so. So they did run into a hot team, and for whatever reason, when they go up against the National League, they do very well.
Yeah,
it's weird. They're 27-14 against the National League this year. It's a weird anomaly, I think, but it is noteworthy because it's tops in baseball.
It bodes well for the World Series should they get there.
I mean, yes,
but they still have to run through the American League,
which is a gauntlet at this moment in time. And of course, the Mariners, they get Eugenio Suarez at the deadline, and the Rangers are at least handling the New York Yankees. They beat him again last night. So just to bring it back to the trade deadline, you mentioned some of the names. I keep on butchering his name too. Ramon Urias.
Is that Urias? Yeah, Julio's a pitcher.
I said Hector. I don't know why first time I saw it. And I kept on saying Hector the first day. Jesus Sanchez has been awesome.
He's been good.
Very fun since joining. And of course, they bring in Correa. So how would you grade the deadline? Because from what I understand, and you know the minors a lot better than I do, it didn't seem like they gave up much to get any of these guys. And I was surprised by that because I was of the assumption that maybe they would have to part ways with something to get a Correa, even if Correa is not playing like Correa used to anymore in Minnesota.
Well, the Correa deal doesn't surprise me. That's about right. Okay, and the reason why is because the Twins are up for sale.
And so $450 in debt.
Right. So getting that contract off the books is the trade, right? Even if it's $20 million a year they got off the books, that's the trade. It also puts it back in Jim Crane's price range, right? It gives him Correa the time to build out the next few years and to see if he's worth the option years for both of them, okay? The other deals, you know, to Miami's going to go get prospects. What prospects are going to get? Again, it's about moving big league payroll. And sometimes at the deadline, that's the driving force. That's the trade. Take this guy, get the money off my books. We're trying to do this and give me these players back. So for who they moved the players to and where they got them from, that's about right. Did Urias come from Miami too?
Baltimore. Who's also in the midst
same deal,
of
right?
that year.
Yeah, so same deal.
So surprising. They used to be so good now. Oof,
yeah, that's another topic for another show.
Yeah, okay.
But right now, as far as moving those guys to Houston, Dana did what he's supposed to do. He's a buyer. Mm-hmm. He bought, and the way he bought was Jim Crane style. I'll take your money. I'm not going to take all of it, but I'll take your problem for you. You take this. And they did. So it was an A deadline. I'll give them an A.
All right. I like that.
It was an A deadline. And if I'm a Houston Astro fan, which, you know, in this business, you can't be a fan. You have to be objective, right? You can root for the hometown team. You can pull for them quietly, and you can want them to do well for a lot of reasons for the city.
I'm a straight cheerleader, but then again, I'm also a baseball casual.
But I got to, you know, from my perspective, I have to be honest, as do you. And so we tell the truth.
You be bad cop, I'll be good cop.
I can live the bad cop role. Yeah, we can
yeah.
do that. But you do that in a way because you want to be objective when you talk to people, at least me. When I talk to these guys, I got to be objective. I can't torch them if they're doing a bad job and not be positive doing a good job. So I say this, it's an A. I think this front office has done a good job. I think the medical staff is the only real hole in this organization right now. They're pointed the right direction. And if I'm part of the Houston Astros today, I feel really good about me. I feel really good about the people that are around me. Mm-hmm. And from, again, Southside looking in, and the balance are starting to strike. I think Joe Espada is doing a better job. I think a year ago, he did a terrible job. I just do. I don't think hitting Bregman in that spot with what you've seen, what we saw out of him was good. I think they cost themselves a deep postseason run by insisting on that approach. This year, you've seen him take a bunch of 4A guys and get the best out of them. And that's a really positive thing for this club and for Joe's maturation as a manager because that's a skill set. Not everybody can do that.
And Dana Brown, too, for his part, I think just making some of the decisions in conjunction with Joe and some of the guys that they have been able to find in the minor league system, put them in and spot duty, and they've actually been successful. I think Dana deserves a lot of credit for it, too. I like the brain trust right now to what you're saying. Yes, it's the medical staff all season long. It's driving us all crazy. Jeremy Booth is our Houston Astros front office insider. I'm Paul Gallant. It is the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5 on YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 97.5. Also on the brand new ESPN Houston app. So, against the Red Sox, listless. Two games in Miami, looking good. Big series in the Bronx coming up this weekend against a Yankees team that has no list at all. I mean, the Yankees, I feel like you could kill the Yankees theoretically this weekend with how poorly they're playing, with a sweep in particular. And we'll see what they do against Texas to wrap up that three-game series today. How do they catch whatever it's been these last two games offensively as firing a ball? Because I've been looking, Jeremy, at the stats for some of the Astros players and how they've done over the last month. Christian Walker trending way up. Yiner Diaz trending up. That home run he hit last night, good God. Correa has been a lot better with the Astros, limited sample size since he joined from the Twins. Jesus Sanchez, I'm very excited about. He just seems like a fun player, but also a little bit of a goofball out there, but making some nice plays himself. You got a home run from Altuve last night. It feels like a lot of guys are actually trending in the right direction, which is funny to say because, you know, where we were after the Boston series, it was like it completely ruined all the excitement about getting Carlos Correa back in the trade deadline. So how do you keep this and maintain it going forward? It's obviously baseball and there's 162 games.
So, you know, we've just go back to some past conversations. We've talked about your point you made previously was the weakest schedule second half of the year, okay? And a point I made previously was they had a still bad stretch of baseball in there. Right,
it's been a bad stretch.
So they've got both, right? And they're mitigating each other. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you've got a group of 4A guys that were carrying this team for what, 30 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a weak schedule, the weakest in baseball, the second half of the way, and you've got a bad stretch of we are terrible for this moment in time that is always shows up for somebody. Every team goes through it, and they just hadn't had it yet. They're having it right now. They're getting out of it right now.
Right now, they're scheduled the rest of the way. Get this, 24th in baseball. You know who's got an easier schedule?
Rangers?
Mariners, 26th.
Oh, boy. That's going to be good.
Yep.
So when you so tying those things together and having that mitigate, you didn't lose any – I mean, you kind of did, but not really. You're still in first place. And you didn't gain any ground. You just kind of balanced it. You were terrible. Schedule was terrible. Everybody was terrible. It was just a terrible time. Going forward, in Boston, what looked to me like a group of guys that had no energy, it still looked like a group of guys trying to figure out how to play together. And one of my big concerns is what happens when Alvarez comes back, because we have seen how this offense will stop at times when Alvarez is in it, no one else hits. Like, oh, yeah, you're here. You got it. You got 9 home runs today, right? Everybody else, we're just going to go ahead and bunt. We're going to take our swing and miss and take our time off. And if they can move the lineup forward and it's put together, which on the surface – I would have Altuve 1 and Peña 2. I know they're not going to do it, so they go the other way. It's Peña, Altuve. I don't really care. 1 and 2 is fine. Then you got to figure out who hits third. Is it Alvarez?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Is it Correa 4? Probably. Is it Walker 5? Probably. After that, Diaz, you got a lot of right-handed bats in there, right? You got to put Sanchez in there. You got to figure out where Myers is going to fit. So if you can put it together in a way that maximizes speed, stays out of the double play, and constructs runs, gets guys' pitches to hit, it might be the best lineup in the American League right now. Might be.
Wow.
Might be. Now, Seattle's got a good one, but when you look at how guys feed off each other, it has a chance to be the best performing lineup. Maybe not the best lineup on paper, but the best performing lineup in the league. Look at the rotation here. Hunter Brown. They didn't get Verlander. They should have. No Verlander. They didn't
bring Verlander. That would have been so funny to get Verlander. Bring back Presley, who's available now. Maldonado's available now, too. Just saying.
Yeah. So you got Hunter Brown. You've got Arrigetti plugging back in. You've got Valdez, who even though he got beat in Boston, was 96 with a sinker. His command wasn't great. You've got three guys at the front, or at least in if, let's call it 2-4 or 1-3, 1-2-4, that you feel good about. Okay? If you get any other kind of help to shorten the back end, that's where Lance McCullers can come into play. He can show up and throw an inning every third day, right? If you can do all of those things, you have a lineup that's built or and a rotation that's built for the postseason. And I don't know that I look around the league and I see anybody else besides Seattle, the league, I'm saying, that's really built for the postseason that way. Boston's going to be better than I thought, man. They have a tough roster construction, and Craig Breslow is getting crushed in the media, and they're winning.
Yeah, it's very interesting dynamic because I think they're deservedly being crushed. They got rid of Devers. They have a lot of money open, and it seems like all that money, because that group also owns Liverpool,
right.
It's all going to Liverpool.
It's all going there.
Right, but they are winning. And it is funny how a three-game sample size or a two-game sample size can really invigorate a team or a fan base so quickly. You're right. The Red Sox have been an interesting one this season for a lot of different reasons, whether it's the random moments where people are getting mad at them over thinking Alex Cora is doing something nefarious, because that's happened three times this year against the Reds, against the Angels, against the Astros now too.
Is it eight teams that make the playoffs now? It feels like it's eight, like NBA style.
Yes, it's 12. I think it's three division winners, three wild cards,
and a play-in game.
It's hard to explain, but there's the two play-in. There's like the wild card series where the worst division winner and three wild card teams play one another, and it's a best of three game series.
Yeah.
And the one and the two seeds have a bye. So it's like the NFL used to be, where it's 12 teams making
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But more teams can make it, and less owners have to be. Owners don't have to be as competitive, which is already a problem in baseball because there's so many pussyfooting owners out there.
It's causing havoc for me. I mean, because I'm trying to schedule my stuff, right? And I can't get to it because I got 97 teams in the playoffs. Like they're all have a chance.
Yeah.
But if you start it tomorrow, the teams that I would think that have the best chance to make a playoff run are largely the ones that are in position. You got Toronto and Boston. You've got Houston and Seattle. And you've got who's in the Central? Because the Twins are out, Guardians are out.
It's the Tigers, who are running away with
Tigers are running. And then the Royals are potentially fighting for a
They're hanging around, yes.
Yeah. So,
but it's a very competitive American League right now. There's like nine teams that are hanging around.
That's
right. And you could believe them potentially being in the playoffs.
And the Rangers and the Royals would be fighting for that last spot, right? And there's somebody else in there I'm missing.
The Guardians and the Royals right now are neck and neck for a distant second in the Central. Yeah, so Astros, Mariners, Rangers.
Three deep on each side.
And Blue Jays, Red Sox, Yankees.
Okay, so it's three deep on each side. So there's nine clubs, like you just said, that have a chance. There's six you feel really good about, and the other three have to fight it out, okay? The Astros stack up as good as anybody else in the AL in a postseason. They just have to get there.
And they have to be healthy.
That's another topic.
Yeah. It's the training staff.
I don't know. I mean, you know. And then back to the original question was, do they need McCullers? Yeah.
Mm.
Because they need all hands on deck for that. You need to have Lance McCullers in a one-inning role. I'll say it again. Lance, I'm saying this to you forever, or at least around you forever. One-inning role every third day at this point in your career helps this club win a World Series. What's more important, helping this club win a World Series or pitching every fifth day in a rotation when you can't stay on the mound? I don't understand at this point why we're doing it. I get when he comes up and he's searching for those big contracts because starters get paid more. Hey, I want to be a starter. I get it. I'm a starter. I get it. My free agent year, I'm a starter. I get it. You're not, but I get it. Now, you want to be a winner.
Right.
And you want to get your butt back into the end of the bullpen, and you want to help set up Josh Hader, or you want to throw the breaking balls a million times, and you want to get guys out. For me, when I see clubs that have a chance to win, a real chance to win, because it changes a city when people win, man. We've been around them when they win and when they don't. The entire city's in a different attitude when clubs win. Everybody's miserable. Think about where you grew up for a second in Boston, in the Northeast, okay? When people lose up there, city dies.
You're a loser.
It's terrible. And down here, the Astros faithful got a taste of it for a decade. And there is no going backwards to not being good anymore. You're here now.
If they go back to it, I will stop watching.
It's not going to happen. So if you have that and you have a chance to win a World Series, you have to focus on going after that World Series. Dana and Jim and even Joe are doing the right things to get there. Everybody they've got to win a World Series, all 26 guys and even the guys on the taxi squad, even Chaz McCormick is going to come up at some point, and they're going to matter to win a World Series. When? I don't know, but they're going to matter.
Houston Astros front office insider Jeremy Booth with me in studio. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Couple of updates courtesy of Dana Brown today. He was asked about a couple of different guys who are banged up. Does seem to be optimistic about Yordan Alvarez. also seems rather optimistic about Jake Meyers. With Dana, he's optimistic about a lot of different things. I did think it was rather interesting that as far as optimism goes, he did not seem particularly optimistic about Isak Paredes, who was not going to have season-ending surgery, which might have a six-month recovery. He's getting a PRP injection. When asked about Lance McCullers, he said he's going to throw one more side, then we'll send him out for a rehab. So he could be very far away with that blister injury that he is dealing with at this moment in time. But when it came to some of the guys who are about to come back,
are you kidding me? Go ahead.
Dude, you can say it if you want. I'm just saying what Dana Brown told us. Spencer Arrighetti is back today. Excited to see that. Brown said he's going to go up to 80 pitches or so. Christian Javier is around 94, 95 with the velocity. One more start in the minors, and he'll be back.
Yep.
So you got two guys coming back to the rotation.
That tracks.
And he mentioned Luis Garcia, who is two starts behind him. Okay, you can get Luis Garcia by September. Awesome. That's the timeline based off of what he is saying right there.
That's your fifth guy, by the way, when he comes back.
I agree with you because the last time we saw Garcia, and it was right before he got hurt, he had that one start where it seemed like he was affected by the pitch clock changes.
That's right.
And then the next two starts after that, he was great. Like, he really was. It seemed like, and again, you know, adjustments happen, and he's probably going to be rusty at first coming back. But I'm with you on that front.
So we're looking at a four-man of
Brown, four-man that you trust.
Brown, Valdez, Arrighetti, Javier.
Or Javier Arrighetti. Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
Who am I missing? Who's in there right now that I'm missing?
I mean, just Colton Gordon,
right?
AJ Blueball, and just all sorts of randos who have been great.
Go back to the pen, and you have a longer bullpen where these guys come out after four innings. It's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Next set, these guys come out after five innings, and it's the next four guys that come up. That can win in the postseason because what you do in the postseason, you get two times through the lineup in the postseason. Not 162. Two times in the lineup in the postseason, and it's fire. It is, let's go throw as hard as we can by you. Let's go wrinkle this in a little bit. Even if you did it for four innings, right? Because you should have the arms to be able to stack it up with the off days and the time. If you have a bullpen that can do that and you take a starter and put him back there as a swing guy, you're in position to win. And that's why I like the Astros because, believe it or not, the injuries are going to help them as these guys come back in those roles. They're going to help them there. So, I haven't been this excited about a club that they've had, believe it or not, even since 2019, because they should have won that against the Nationals, right? That was an analytical error. In 21, they were good. They weren't good enough. They just weren't healthy and they weren't ready to go. And in 22, even though they won it in 22 against the Phillies, it just felt like the Phillies were beaten mentally at that time. It wasn't so much a talent win. They're good. But it wasn't so much a talent win. This feels like a rebuilding of the organization to bring guys in. It's a different set of guys, a little bit of old and new. It's a new front office team, and nothing taken away from James Click, who I think is a really good person. I like James a lot away from the game. I like him at the game. But James Click had Lunau's team. He did a great job of steering the ship and keeping it together. This is Dana's club. This is Dana's club, and it's Jim Crane's club because the pieces have gone away and they've come back, and you've added players that none of us were talking about a month and a half ago. Were any of us talking about Jesus Sanchez being here as an outfielder? Nobody. We looked at different places they could add, and we're thinking about the medical staff and the health and Alvarez, and all of a sudden, they did their job. When a club does that, they deserve all the support in the world, and this is the first time in a long time I've been able to say this is a fun group to pull for.
I love it. For him.
Yeah, it's fun, and I'm proud of.
Start off as a bad cop, end up a good cop.
It's turning into
a life of crime.
When people do good things in this game, it is really energizing for somebody like me who believes in what those wins do for the city, because the city is going to sit here and go, "We're Astros or we're not," and I watch these fans live and die with it, and it's really hard when the club doesn't give their best foot forward to watch fans fall apart with it.
I want to be able to watch without feeling the need to get a $300 El Tiempo margarita
is correct.
In the ballpark. That'd
be great.
Jeremy Booth, Future Star Series, what's going on?
Well, we just finished a 3.5-week run of every day here in Houston. That was really awesome. It was good for the city. Thank you to San Jack and Episcopal in the Baytown schools and Houston Christian and all the people that had us. We've had a lot of players come through here. It was a good situation. There's a lot of advancement, a lot of development, a lot of growth. And I'm pumped up, man. I'm pumped up to see where this goes. I'm pumped up to be back here in Houston. It was good for the city economic impact. It was good for the kids. Thank you to all the coverage that we had. KHOU, you guys, we've talked about it. And obviously some of the other
Fox 26,
Fox 26 and even KPRC came out.
So nice.
Thank you for them too. It's good to be home.
Awesome.
It's good to be back home, and we look forward to a much deeper relationship as with my companies and the city of Houston. And it felt good for the first time, and no offense to anybody else, but it felt really good for the first time in about 5 years.
That's awesome. I'm really happy for you, man. And yeah. I know you've been putting so much work into this, traveling all over the country for it, but it's very cool and what you guys are doing for amateur baseball players. And FutureStarSeries.com for more information. He is Jeremy Booth. Jeremy, we're going to talk a lot more down the stretch as we get closer and closer to the playoffs. It is the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Stay put.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Every Friday at 4, tune into the Killer Bees as Joel and Jeremy are joined by the TV voice of your Houston Astros, Todd Kallas.
Deep to left field. You've got to be kidding me.
Todd breaks down the latest with the Astros and gives his unique insight on the team. The Killer Bees with Todd Kallas, Fridays at 4 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by Houston Powder Coaters and Pipe Fitters Local 211.
You've heard me talking about Two Creeks Crossing Resort. What a beautiful, relaxing place. We took the family when school got out, and we had a fantastic time. We stayed in the treehouse. You know, the kids love that. I drove up after I got off work and was there in 90 minutes, which is pretty close to my normal commute. The family took it all in, from exploring their 92-acre property to fishing in the creeks and their catch-and-release pond, which the kids love. Everybody had a great time, and we can't wait to go back. Book 5 nights, save 35% off your stay in June and July. Book now at twocreekscrossingresort.com.
Howdy, Ags. Bucky Richardson here from my friends at HR&P, a proud partner of Texas A&M Athletics. Winning 2 Southwest Conference championships require protection up front and a wrecking crew defense. And that's what HR&P provides for Aggie-owned businesses. HR&P protects and defends Aggie businesses from the burdens of HR compliance, benefits administration, and payroll. If you're an Aggie-owned business, let HR&P customize a plan for you.
Visit hrp.net/AGS. That's hrp.net/ags today.
Hey, y'all. Brooks Bosler here, founder of BB's Tex Orleans. At BB's, we strive to be better than the best. So much, we've come up with a new tagline. The freshest and the bestest. BB's has the freshest and the bestest Gulf Coast seafood in Houston. With mouthwatering oysters on the half shell, delicious fried and grilled fish, and spicy bull crab and shrimp. The freshest and the bestest of Mama's cravably delicious Louisiana Cajun dishes, all with the big old Texas twist on top. The freshest and the bestest every day, only at BB's.
It's midnight in Houston, and Bob just can't sleep. The AC is broken, and he can't count the sheep. Don't worry, big man. You don't need to scream. We can fix your AC with the help of Air Team. They'll come to your place, fix it up without a trace. Trust the ultimate fan with the paint on his face.
Is your air conditioner not performing at a pro level? Call Air Team, H-Town's HVAC team. The best heating and air conditioning installation services. 713-936-5346 or visit airteamltd.com.
If you're into firearms, you have to check out Collector's Firearms. This isn't just a gun shop. It's like walking through a museum where everything's for sale. They got one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned guns in the country, from tactical to historical, modern handguns to vintage rifles. Whether you're a seasoned collector or first-time gun owner, the expert staff at Collector's Firearms will guide you through every step. On Westheimer, at Voss, or online at collectorsfirearms.com. Collector's Firearms, the best damn gun shop in the world. When the storms show up, so do all those pesky storm-chasing roofers trying to get you to file an insurance claim. The group of professionals at Brinkman Quality Roofing are not the guys that will be knocking on your door. Call them today at 281-480-7663. That's 281-480-ROOF. They will evaluate your roof and determine what is the best course of action for you and your home. There's no substitute for Brinkman Quality. That's BrinkmanQuality.com, BrinkmanQuality.com.
Okay, Texas, pop quiz. True or false? Walmart has more than 500 million items online. True. Find a huge selection online that you can't find in stores. True or false? Groceries always cost more when they're delivered. False. Walmart's grocery prices are the same for delivery as they are in-store. Last one. Walmart can deliver in as fast as an hour. True, y'all. Use express delivery to get eligible items to your doorstep before the pool party starts. Walmart. Who knew? Subject to availability. Fees and restrictions apply.
You're in a dysfunctional relationship. It's stressful. It's unrewarding. It's just not the car you deserve. Yeah, I'm talking about your car, and Monument Chevrolet is here to help. Their team of car cupids will not only buy your tired old ride, they'll match you with the vehicle that's meant for you. Monument Chevrolet has been matching customers with new rides for over 50 years. Shop at monumentchevrolet.com or visit them in Pasadena right off of Beltway 8 and 225. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Texas Card House is Houston's premier poker facility, open 24-7. The bar's open till 2 every single night. You can always find a game. You're looking for cash games or tournaments. They got great tournaments at both locations. Seniors on Friday at Westheimer and a 2 o'clock $140 buy-in. You could win $15,000. They've also got online poker with Hijack Poker. You're looking for poker in the city of Houston, there's one place to go. That's TexasCardHouse.com, TexasCardHouse.com.
Houston is Soccer City USA and World Cup 2026 is coming our way. Join me, Glenn Davis, every Tuesday and Wednesday, 6 Central Time for Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Presented by the Daspit Law Firm.
If your business is growing and looking for working capital, funds to acquire a business or purchase equipment, Veritex Community Bank's lending team is standing by to help you navigate through the loan process. Visit veritexbank.com for more details. That's veritexbank.com. Member FDIC, subject to credit approval.
Want to do something different this year for your fantasy draft? Book a stay at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles and host your fantasy draft at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Louisiana's largest sportsbook is the place to watch, wager, and win. With over 3,200 square feet of LED screens, sleek setting, best odds, and top-notch food and cocktails. Your college and pro football headquarters is DraftKings Sportsbook at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Reserve your fantasy draft package today. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Please call 1-877-770-STOP.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store.
We're ready for some football, baby.
The countdown to the NFL season continues with Paul Gallant.
29 days away from the start of the NFL season. By the way, gotta tell you, everybody, the ESPN Houston Listener Party is back September 5th at St. Arnold, 6:30 to 9:30. You can win tickets to get in. That's the only way you're getting in. There are very many ways to do it, though. It's on social media. It's on the brand new app. So I would honestly, the app seems like it's going to be the easiest way to get in. And of course, it's going to be, well, listening, we will have a giveaway at some point this week. Probably going to be tomorrow to give away a pair of tickets to that. So just stay frosty.
I think every show is giving away one ticket a week or one pair of tickets a week, but the app, we're giving away like 10 pairs of tickets. So that's correct. That's the best way to do it.
The app is the way, but also on social media.
Yeah, so make social sure you're media following. As well. We're giving away a lot of tickets.
At ESPN975 on X/Twitter, at ESPN975 on Instagram, ESPN Houston on Facebook, at ESPN97.5 on TikTok. I think that's everything. 29 days away from the start of the NFL season, the Cowboys and the Eagles from Lincoln Financial Field. Before we talk about the Cowboys side of that equation, who is the best 29 in NFL history? I think that's a very easy one. I think the fact that he had a signature look adds a little more. Eric Dickerson, who wore 29 for the Los Angeles Rams, also for the Indianapolis Colts, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1999. He holds the NFL record for most rushing yards in a single season with 2,105 yards. That was set in 1984. Led the league in rushing 4 times. 6-time Pro Bowler, 5-time first-team All-Pro, 13,259 rushing yards over his 11-season career, 9th all-time, and all sorts of fun stories about being recruited when he was at SMU, which led to their death penalty. They are back!
I will say, if you're going to get the... you should not get the death penalty for any recruiting malfeasance. I will say, if you are going to pay a guy under the table... pretty good scouting to pay Eric Dickerson. A lot worse guys have gotten programs in trouble for paying them. They did a pretty good job with him.
I know people talk about reparations all the time. My friends at Southern Mansion University, they deserve reparations. what? I mean,
no, you're right.
They got screwed. Sick uniforms.
Yeah.
They had a fun couple of years. They have the money. They're willing to pay the players. And the government and the NCAA went communist and said, nope, you can't do it. They stopped capitalism.
Yeah.
We're fighting the Russians in the 80s. And here we have actual communists preventing SMU from free market capitalism.
A guy can't have a gold Trans Am? Come on.
Exactly. Well, honestly,
this was America.
One of the moments, like, if we ever, like, list all the reasons Texas could secede from the United States of America,
SMU,
that should be on the list. It should be. Anyway, best 29 in Houston Texans history. This one's not the best.
No.
This one's not the best. Again, you know, it's a new team. It's the newest team in the league.
With the Texans, normally I can, like, if I can't think of a guy off the top of my head, chances are it's pretty tough.
Yes. The best one, Glover Quinn, 2009 through 2012.
He was good on other teams.
But he was good with the Texans, and they should have kept him.
Yes.
And they let him walk to the Lions, I believe, after 2012. So that's the best 29 in NFL history. The NFL has a 10% equity stake in ESPN now after ESPN acquired the NFL Network and other NFL assets. So a little trade thing. By the way, early fall, ESPN is launching a streaming service, $29.99 a month. Jesus. As if it wasn't expensive enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Bob Kraft says, we're going to have more of an international audience with this. F yourself, Bob! F yourself! I don't care if you won 6 Super Bowls for me. F yourself. F the international community. What? Like, F them. They don't understand how this sport works. They can kick rocks.
Yeah. Going to
play another game in Brazil? Germany? Countries that have Nazi ties? Talking about Sidney Sweeney. How about talking about playing NFL games in the land where my grandfather was liberating the world from the greatest evil that's ever been known? Also an Eagles fan. Just saying. Anyway. Goodell said about the move, we don't see the NBA and Major League Baseball as our competition. We see Apple and Google as our competition. F you, too. 1010111. I am Robert. Roger Goodell. Come on!
Yeah, let me hear it. Boo at me. Come on!
Got it. I love the league, but I hate the people that run the league, if that makes any sense. Anyway. What else is going on? Micah Parsons, is he going to be back with the Cowboys by the season opener, which is 29 days away? Here's what Jerry Jones had to say about that yesterday.
No. Again, your definition of urgent is not necessarily, I don't believe you gave a definition.
I did.
Okay.
I just asked when does it get urgent.
So I stay urgent.
Okay. Okay, any confidence that he will be on the field against Philadelphia?
Again, no. Absolutely not. That has to, a big part of that is his decision.
Right.
How would I know that? I'm just saying. No, but I'm urgent.
You're urgent.
He is urgent. What else is going on around the National Football League? Buffalo Bills running back James Cook has held in for 3 days with Buffalo. First episode of Bills Hard Knocks was last night. I am debating whether or not I want to watch it, much like I am debating whether or not I want to watch the Netflix quarterback series. I feel obligated to watch it, but I know that I'm going to be disappointed. It's a tricky place to be. I'd rather watch Astros baseball than those two, and I'm not the biggest baseball fan until the playoffs begin, so that should tell you how I feel about it. But James Cook is holding in.
Yeah, I think we're about at capacity as far as like August. Don't you miss football? Let's get you ready for football. Here's a documentary because you have the quarterback documentary. You have
the Cowboys.
Hard Knocks. You have the Cowboys that's coming up. I think in a week or two.
SEC one.
There's an SEC one that just came out. Like, there's no way that one person can watch all these things.
That's right.
Like
that's right.
Like it's a bit much. I'll probably give the first hard. It's a tradition of mine to give the first Hard Knocks a whirl.
Maybe tonight.
Then, yeah.
Maybe tomorrow night when there's nothing else on.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, the Astros are off. So
yeah.
So I mean, they play tomorrow night today. So
okay.
It doesn't really matter. But yeah, let's talk about it on Friday. Let's aim to talk about anything interesting on Friday.
Okay. As far as the Bills go, the most interesting thing going on: James Cook is holding in. When asked about it, he just keeps on saying business. I love it. Not quite Arian Foster level, though. Remember Arian Foster back at Texans training camp when he was asked about his injury status and said this.
How do you feel? Were you 100% out there today, Aaron?
Yeah, man, I'm just out here trying to be the best teammate I can be, and you know, I'm going to work hard at doing that.
Physically, you're good to go?
Yeah, man, I'm just trying to be the best teammate I can be, man.
Mark Berman's about to come in.
Aaron, can you tell us exactly what kept you out? What's going on?
Yeah, man, you know, I'm just trying to be the best teammate I could be, you know. I'm going to work hard at doing that.
But what was physically wrong?
Yeah, I'm just out here, man. Just, you know, working hard every single day, trying to be the best teammate I could be.
What did it mean to be able to get back out here and start working?
Yeah, you know, being with your teammates and being the best teammate you could be is like, you know, it's what you strive to do. So that's what I'm out here doing.
Your teammates talk about how they want to see you out here. They know what you mean to this ball club. What does all that stuff mean to you, Aaron?
Yeah, man, just being the best teammate you could be, man. You know, just work hard at doing that every single day, you know. That's what we're out here trying to do.
Your body's starting to break down?
Yeah, man. I'm just out here trying to be the best teammate
keep
I could be.
Aaron.
You know? And I'm going to work hard at doing that.
At least James Bond.
How's that going, Aaron, with your progress of being a better teammate?
Yeah, you know, just every single day just trying to be a better teammate, man.
What do you think about these fans going crazy for you guys?
Yeah, man. I'm just, you know, out here trying to be the best teammate I could be, and I'm going to continue doing that.
Aaron, any difference in how you felt today?
Absolutely. Yeah, man, you know, I was out here trying to be the best teammate I could be, day in, day out, man, and I'm just going to continue.
Keep going, Aaron.
What was the offseason like working at your brother's facility? Different than other previous seasons?
James, yeah, just every single day, man, just working hard, trying to be the best teammate I can be.
Mark. You got that down.
Thank you.
Mark was so
right.
Pissed.
I'll take care.
Thank you.
I love how Mark brought up, like, how do you feel about the fans being excited about
just
this?
Like anything. Anything.
There was a TV network called CSN Houston back in the day, and young Paul Gallant was on that episode the day that happened, and I thought it was hilarious, and everyone was so mad about it. I thought it was hilarious. I had the correct take on that. I also on that same episode called James Harden a douche on TV. Shout out to me. Shout out to me. That was back in 2014. That's right. I was ahead of the curve on everybody.
Yeah, because this was Bill O'Brien's first year. Right?
Mm-hmm, it was. It was. And apparently, from what I understand, Foster was annoyed with Bill O'Brien telling people how to talk about their injuries.
Ah.
And that's what he did right there. 10-minute drill continues. Rashee Rice getting a lot of hype in Chiefs training camp. Chiefs seem to look at him as a potential top 10 wide receiver, I heard, listening to a couple of NFL podcasts. I forget who actually said it. And he's also facing a suspension for going fast and furious in Dallas. A couple of months, about a year ago, Andy Reid had a great one-liner about it.
And on the field, he's just been full speed ahead. Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
No pun intended.
Ha, love it. It's amazing.
Andy Reid is, like, he gets
subtle funny.
Yes.
Doesn't like, try, but is funny.
The
best kind of funny.
The State Farm commercials, he has to go over the top with it, but
he's actually funny in those too, I think.
Yeah, he's at his best when he's like
dry
humor, yeah. like no pun intended.
The fun top coach in the game, Belichick, not as fun unless you understood Belichick's shtick.
Yeah, maybe the most fun great coach in NFL history. Yeah, he's up there.
More NFL news. Jordan Addison, Vikings receiver, suspended 3 games. And get this, Tyreek Hill, after the back and forth that he had with Mike McDaniel, is out of practice with an undisclosed injury today. I'm going to put the Dolphins on the table as a nominee for worst team in the league this year.
Ooh.
I wonder what the odds are for Dolphins getting the number one draft pick. Because it feels very messy. I think everyone gets fired. Stephen Ross is an idiot, their owner.
I think McDaniel is up there for first coach fired.
Okay. I'm with you there. I think the team's out. And I don't necessarily think that's an indictment on McDaniel, but a lot of people have been talking bleep about McDaniel upon leaving.
Yeah.
I've been hearing. A couple last tidbits. Depth chart watch. This is really the only noteworthy depth chart observation, and sorry to all the Saints fans out there. The Saints depth chart listed 3 first-team quarterbacks. Not 1, not 2, but 3.
They say if you have 2 quarterbacks, you don't have 1.
But what happens if you have 3? Spin zone. That's uncharted territory. it's going to be a rough year for the Saints. But I think the Saints actually will fight to win and win a few games in the NFC South. Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, and Jake Haener are all first-team quarterbacks. And to wrap up, the 10-minute drill. 29 days to go to the start of the NFL season. Shedeur Sanders is going to start the Browns' first preseason game against Carolina on Friday. So there you go. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. At ESPN Houston on YouTube. At ESPN Houston on Twitch. At ESPN 975. 713-780-3776 to call to text. You can also join on the brand new app, which is one of the ways that you can win tickets to our listener party September 5th at St. Arnold. A couple of texters texting in. I'm trying to be the best listener I can be. I saw Big Boss Marshall say that as well on the Twitch. Be the best listener you can be. That's all we can ask for from you. Up next, great news on the Astros injury front. And I'm supposed to not like this guy, but I like the cut of his jib. Paul Galacho, stay put.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
John Granato here with Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters. Robin, we have seen Houston Powder Coaters work all over the city. The Ferris Wheel, Westside Tennis Club, the Waterway in the Woodlands. Now we're going to see it at NRG?
Yes, they have removable stadium seating that we are coating right now. So when you go there for your football games, for your concerts, for your monster jams, look for those seats and you see our work.
It's going to be beautiful, right?
It's going to be amazing.
So if I'm on the floor, I'm probably going to sit in a Houston Powder Coaters seat.
Yeah, so you will see our work up close and personal.
This will tell you something. If businesses all over this city are using Houston Powder Coaters, why shouldn't you? So if you want your patio furniture Houston Powder Coated, you need to do it now.
Yes, because it is a standard 4 to 5 week turnaround time. But if you need it expedited, we can do that for you as well.
We got parties coming up, holidays coming up. You want your patio furniture out there when the weather gets really hot.
Yes, don't delay. Call me today.
Hurry, hurry. Hurry, hurry. Call Robin, 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Sell your house in the most simplest way, GreenLightOffer.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $5,000 or more and have missed another tax deadline, you're officially on the IRS's radar. The IRS has resumed aggressive collections. That means wage garnishments, bank levies, even seizures of your home, car, or retirement accounts. If you owe $5,000 or more and missed the deadline, you're stacking new debt on top of what you already owe. Call Priority Tax Relief now. Their experts fight back fast and are saving their clients millions in tax debt every month.
I owed over $50,000 and they settled it for pennies on the dollar. These guys are as legit as they come.
After speaking on my behalf with the IRS, my entire debt of $25,000 will be eliminated.
Whether you've received collection letters or you're already facing liens and garnishments, call for your free consultation. There are no upfront fees. Priority Tax Relief. Let's make your taxes our priority. Call 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195.
Priority Tax Relief.
When it comes to accidental injury cases in Harris County, there's one law firm that files nearly three times as many cases than any other firm, and that's Dasper Law Firm. Why? Because they're the best at what they do, getting their clients the compensation they deserve for injuries they've wrongfully suffered in an accident. Lance Zierlein here, and if you suffered an injury in an accident and you would like a free case review, call John Daspit now, 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or visit DaspitLaw.com.
Howdy, Ags. Bucky Richardson here for my friends at HR&P, a proud partner of Texas A&M Athletics. Whooping the Irish in the Cotton Bowl required protection up front and a wrecking crew defense. And that's what HR&P provides for Aggie-owned businesses. HR&P protects and defends Aggie businesses from the burdens of HR compliance, benefits administration, and payroll. If you're an Aggie-owned business, let HR&P customize a plan for you.
Visit hrp.net/ags. That's hrp.net/ags today.
Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Astros wrap up their three-game series against the Marlins this afternoon in a little over an hour. They released their lineup. This is somewhat noteworthy. Once again, Jeremy Peña getting the day off. Carlos Correa leading off at third. Jesus Sanchez. He doesn't pronounce his name like Jesus, but he can hit a curveball, I think. He's in left field. Right, second base, Jose Altuve in the three spot, Christian Walker in the four, Victor Caratini behind the plate, Yiner Diaz at DH, Taylor Trammell in center field, Cam Smith right field, and Mauricio Dubon playing shortstop. So another off day for Pena. Hopefully everything is okay for him. Here is the good news for the Houston Astros. Joe Espada is hopeful that Christian Javier's next start will be with the Astros next week. He threw 77 pitches last night, 10 more in the bullpen. Per Espada, stuff was good, a few walks. There was the first inning when his pitch count got up, but he was able to get his pitches in. At least he came out saying he feels pretty good. Meanwhile, Isaac Paredes has been transferred to the 60-day injured list, which I'm sure is retroactive to a degree. But yeah, I am under the impression that if he's back this year, it's a major upset. Sorry to frame it like that, but I think we got to operate like Paredes is gone the rest of the year. And I think the moves the Astros made are a reflection that they think he's not coming back. Because as you'll hear when we do Down with Dana Brown at about at 2 o'clock or so, there's some optimism about specific players. It just does not feel like it's there with Paredes.
What I would put it as is he's trying to give it a go, you know? Like he's trying to get ready, but it would be a tight timeline even
for sure.
Even if it was, you know, even if it was likely, it would still be last week of the regular season, and then you might be just DHing him in the postseason. So it was always kind of far-fetched. I'm pro him, like, giving it a try, you know, especially with Yordan being up in the air. The way I see it, it's like, hey, two guys that I'm not sure are actually going to come back. Like, let's give them both a shot and see how it works out. So, yeah, I'm not optimistic about Paredes, but it sounds like Yordan, I can be a little bit more optimistic.
Right. Yordan, weirdly, Jake Myers, he was optimistic about. Dana Brown said, hey, we did not make a move for a pitcher at the deadline because we knew Christian Javier and Spencer Arrighetti are about to be back. We'll see with Luis Garcia. Luis Garcia seems to be about a month away or so. All right. We keep tabs on what's going on in the division that the Houston Texans play in. We do a little segment that we like to call Southside.
Time to take a ride around the south side of the AFC with Paul Gallant.
Doesn't matter, Brian. AFC South champions 2 years in a row, Brian.
That's right, Brian.
You guys are back in the...
Doesn't matter what it looked like. Back in the playoffs. Looking forward to the playoffs.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Didn't mean to interrupt, but he definitely interrupted there. So what's going on? In Jacksonville, Travis Hunter on the depth chart for the Jags. He can play wide receiver. He can play cornerback. He is a starter on offense. He is a backup on defense. And he practiced on both sides of the ball earlier this week. Liam Cohen was on the Rich Eisen show and was asked a very interesting question. And Cohen kind of bit the bait.
Do you think he can be offensive and defensive rookie of the year in the same year?
Ooh.
What do you think?
I do think it's possible. I do think it's possible. You know, he is committed, man. Like, he is committed to driving not just himself, but his teammates as well. And I think that his teammates, you spoke of Josh Hines Allen.
Yes, sir.
You know, speak of Tre'Von Walker. You speak of Foye, you know, Tyson Campbell. Yeah, I mean, Jordan Lewis from Dallas, like, these guys are challenging him every single day. Like, he doesn't get a free pass because he was the second overall pick and he's Travis Hunter. Like, they are in his grill trying to jam him up, trying to hem him up, trying to make it as hard as they can possibly make it for him in a great way, like in the most healthy way as possible, where they're going at it and chirping at each other. But it's truly, guys, iron sharpening iron.
Oh! Fugazi,
Cohen,
that's copyright infringement. If Amy Adams Strunk is going to sue the Texans for the light blue, we should sue the Jaguars. Tony Busby, I just want a nominal fee. Finder's fee. What was the term that we made up that we don't know the meaning of? Retainer. Give me retainer. I don't know what that means, but I want a retainer to be part of a lawsuit from the Texans to tell the Jaguars to cease and desist iron sharpening iron. They have like 8 t-shirts that say iron sharpen iron. I have 3 of them.
Yeah.
I got them for free. Relax.
It is. Yeah. It is interesting that Liam Cohen actually like said yes and gave an answer. Even if he said yes and was just like, hey, listen, I don't want to put limits on him. He surprised everyone every step of the way. Like, okay, whatever. But he actually, like, thought, like, you can't see it, obviously. But he, like, actually kind of, like, tilted his head up and was, like, thinking, like, pondering, like, could he do it? Like, oh, I don't know. If he gets 900 receiving yards, a couple touchdowns, a few interceptions.
I don't know how I truly have no idea if Cohen will be a good or bad coach, but he's definitely giving us fodder to talk about, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, and as it goes for a Jacksonville Jags coach, that's all we can really ask for.
That's true. That's it.
Give us something to talk about.
Big Boss Marshall called Travis Hunter. Travis Taysom Hill Hunter. Is that a diss? Seems like a diss. I think it's a diss.
Jack of all trades. I think he's like the Lamborghini version of Taysom Hill.
Is Taysom Hill like a truck with a Hemi?
Yeah. Yeah.
Multi-purpose truck.
Yeah, he's like all terrain. F-250, kind
of. Okay. That sounds like a car. I'm not a car guy. I think most people know that.
That's a Ford truck.
Ford truck. Gotcha. Okay. Well, that explains the F. Interesting. Speaking of F, many are pressing the F button to give respects to the Tennessee Titans because they look to be dead on arrival, especially if this is how the Titans coaching staff is handling the toughest question of all.
Last 3 questions right here, guys.
Simple question. The team you put on the field tomorrow, can that team win the Super Bowl?
Listen, that's always the goal every year. Yeah. We also realize we have a lot of work to do on this roster.
That's all you can say. Cam Ward, first overall pick. I like the cut of his jib. First off, he's called the Titans offense mid, and they have been struggling. Here's Cam.
I just think we're very mid right now, from my position to up front to the receiver's position. But at the end of the day, it all starts with me. I just don't think we're at where we need to be. But we got a little bit of time. And so every day we get better as a whole. We're a young team, but that's no excuse. At the end of the day, we got to come with the right mindset every day and come to work.
We're mid, but it starts with me. I like it.
Bill O'Brien would be proud.
But there's so much of, hey, we're making progress, and I mean, as someone who's gotten a little bit tired of the Texans telling us about progress that doesn't seem to be happening on the field, I like a rookie who's going to say this right away. More from Cam Ward. This made me feel guilty about sometimes not appreciating my job, about getting up early for camp.
I've grown up, watched my dad wake up at 4:30 doing a job he didn't like, so... No, if I can't wake up early and do what I need to do for a job I do like, I shouldn't be playing football. And that goes for everybody in the locker room. If you can't have the expectation for yourself that you want to be with a good or a great player and want to put the work in, I just think that's how it should go. I just think good things only come to those who work.
I like him. Based off of what he's saying, I hate that he's a Titan, but I like the cut of his jib.
Yeah, both these quotes are like exactly what you want your rookie quarterback to say. And he had a video, I think it was last offseason, where he was working out with Shedeur Sanders. And he was like really pushing him. He was like, where am I? I'm out here to work, dude. Like, we're not joking. Like, he seems like he's 100% like the right like kind of guy you want as your quarterback.
Yeah.
Obviously, as far as NFL quarterbacks go, and rookie quarterbacks especially, we'll see. We'll see how he does it on the field.
Probably not the guy is the case that is what I say about every rookie quarterback.
But between the ears.
I like what I'm hearing at the very least. I hate that the Titans maybe finally figured it out. Anyway, we'll see. Again, a lot of time left. Sean Mace behind the glass and Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Up next, everything Dana Brown had to say about what's next for the Houston Astros. Some returns right around the corner on the injury front. You'll hear it on the other side. Stay put.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.